If you feel the prosecution has not proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt, you must acquit. Thank you. I sat down with as much dignity as I could muster, as a tired-looking 50-something assistant district attorney rose to his feet and addressed the jury. He cleared his throat, and I could see that he held a list in his hands. Inner Gabrielle cringed. Oh, shit.
Mr. Harris had 3 boxes of Melba toast, a can of smoked oysters, a wheel of Gouda cheese, 2 bunches of grapes, a package of smoked salmon, a can of sardines, a bottle of sparkling grape juice, and a can of cocktail weenies in his pants. I simply ask you to please use common sense. Thank you.
He sat down again as I just continued to stare straight ahead, doing my best. Oh, did someone say something? Look, they teach you that one in law school. The judge charged the jury and they left to deliberate as Mr. Harris went out for a smoke. I stood and gathered my things as the public defenders and the assistant district attorneys working on the next cases set up. I had seen 2 familiar faces among those waiting, so I was already prepared for the humiliation that I knew would be forthcoming. Adam Roth and Braden Pierce were good-looking young prosecutors. Very good-looking. We usually worked the same courtroom these days, and both of them liked to tease me. In fact, it seemed to be their favorite pastime. I didn't mind terribly, though, as I was deeply in lust with Mr. Pierce.
A can of cocktail weenies.
Mr. Roth fired the first shot. It would be a shame to have to hurt someone as pretty as you, Mr. Roth. I straightened my papers and tried to look busy. They teach you that one in law school, too.
Sounds like it was going to be quite a party,
Mr. Pierce said. Feeling lucky, Mr. Pierce? I'm not afraid to take you down, too, you know. I work with 200 criminal defense lawyers. I saw him try to contain his laughter as I heard my friend Jessica's voice behind me. I turned around, eager to see a sympathetic face. I just tried one where my client claimed he was urinating in a back alley. Turns out he was jerking off on a street corner. The prosecution had 21 witnesses. They were nuns. She looked pained. I understand, I said gently, patting her on the back.
Did you put on the my client has a right to a trial defense too?
Mr. Roth asked.
I loved it when she said, that's his story, and he has a constitutional right to tell it. That was a classic moment in American jurisprudence,
Mr. Pierce added, coming over to the defense table and leaning against it, immediately next to where I was standing. I noticed that he had a very nice scent, spicy with a trace of mint. Mr. Pierce even smelled attractive. I'm glad that we amuse you guys. You have no idea what it's like to have to stand there and say that with a straight face. I turned quickly to face him, and my mouth almost popped open. Christ on a cracker! I had been looking at this man across a courtroom for months, and I had even sat across a table from him when negotiating a deal. But I had never been this close to him before. Wow. I realized that I was just staring at him stupidly, and I managed to pull myself together. I really had to get laid soon.
Poor Ms. Ginsburg,
he said and smiled, looking at me curiously. That smile made my girl parts warm. Mr. Pierce was too attractive for my own good. With him standing right here next to me, I could see that his eyes were a gorgeous shade of blue ringed in indigo, and his hair wasn't really blonde, but actually a shade of light brown with golden highlights. I wondered if he was golden everywhere. I couldn't help it. I started imagining how Mr. Pierce could make me feel better with a nice massage and a warm bath together, maybe a glass of wine and some sexy music. Yeah, well, maybe you should comfort me, I mumbled distractedly. My eyes widened. Jesus, Gabrielle, confront. Maybe you should not confront me because I can be... I searched for something. Dangerous. Huh? I rolled my eyes and felt my face get hot.
I don't doubt it, he said with a cocky grin. I think that confronting you could be very dangerous. I just hope they threw the grapes away,
Mr. Roth said, completely snapping me out of my lust-fueled reverie. I had finished straightening up my own papers, so I started straightening up everyone else's papers, too. I was tidying up the whole damned courtroom, and Mr.